We've initiated some campaigns here in Ireland. So Bin the Butt was one which we piloted with some Clean Coats groups. We were finding cigarette butts all over the place and they're really toxic. I don't think people understand how toxic they are. So it's a really great way just to kind of keep an eye on the types of litter and then come up with ideas to stop it at source or to change behaviour amongst the public in a positive way. So to date, we've over 400 groups registered, which is amazing. That's over 10,000 volunteers nationwide. And in the Northwest alone, over a quarter of that number are taking place in cleanups. And they are clubs, societies, individuals, family groups. So we're putting a call out for people to register before the 11th of September. That's to avail of your cleanup kit. If you can register after the 11th, but we won't have any kit left and we won't be able to get your kit out in time. So if you are interested in taking part in the Big Beach Clean, you can register on cleancoast.org and the link is there and we will send the kit out if you can register before next Tuesday, I believe, or Wednesday. We will have the kit out to you on time for your cleanup.
And Olivia, it's a very important project in the Northwest in particular, because if people think about the Wild Atlantic Way and what that brings to the area, and I suppose as well as that, just for locals to even take a bit of pride in their surroundings, that's kind of what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a kind of a think local, act global. You know, anything that's dropped on the beach here, obviously, we love to see our beaches in pristine condition, and this weekend's going to be really busy on the beaches. We're going to have mid-20 degrees, so just to think about when you're visiting the beach, bring a little bag to take your rubbish home with you, and while you're there maybe carry out a clean up as well. You know, you can just take 2 minutes for the area you're sitting in to carry out a clean up and then maybe organize something bigger when you get a taste for it over the Big Beach Clean weekend with your friends and family. And it makes such a difference to our locality. It definitely instills a sense of pride, you know, when you're looking after your local area, and then it stops that litter entering the ocean, where really it can end up anywhere. You know, the oceans have no boundaries or borders, so it can end up out, you know, harming wildlife, or it can end up on other people's shorelines. You know, we often find litter from places like Canada and Cuba. Like, you know, so it's not to say our rubbish doesn't end up somewhere else polluting someone else's shorelines.